Chris Johnson is the president of Misery Mountain Ski Resort in Peace River. He joins us on the line today. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. The Misery Mountain Truck Raffle is back on. It's your biggest fundraiser, or one of your biggest fundraisers. Comments, please, on the fact that the raffle is underway.
Yeah, it's another exciting year for the raffle. It's always a good response from the community for this raffle. It's obviously giving away a truck, so everyone gets pretty excited about it. We got quite a few tickets sold already, actually, in the first couple weeks. So
I'm thinking this is obviously one of the big fundraisers. It is one of the big fundraisers of the ski resort. I guess considering that last season you had some of a season, but it wasn't necessarily the season you wanted.
No, that was probably one of our most challenging seasons we've had, obviously, with weather. Normally in the north we get at least some snow throughout our winter season, but this year we unfortunately didn't get very much. And with mild temperatures, we couldn't even make snow. So it was definitely more challenging than we had anticipated.
But I guess getting back on the positive ends of things, especially with the fundraising efforts, not only have you got the truck raffle on, you're sort of making things a year-round event, as it were, with a lot of fundraisers happening. How good is it the fact that you have things like maybe an outdoor movie or Miserable Miles back on, maybe possibly getting involved with the baseball team, the Stampeders? How good is the fact that it's not just the winter season that you guys operate?
You know what, that's one thing that this chalet can provide, and just the size, the sheer size of the land we have. We have an opportunity to use this for many different things. We've been booked almost every single week with events in our chalet. And the Miserable Miles coming on, some exciting events with that, looking at some disc golf and some other additions to the hill. We're trying to utilize the space and the facilities we have to increase traffic and keep the cash flow coming for the resort as a year-round facility.
I'm hearing things are possibly going to be busy tonight because the Stampeders have a game, and I guess throughout the season, how good is it working with the Stamps and having them on board to say, hey, we're here to help you guys out?
Yeah, it's great. These a lot of other nonprofit organizations and teams and stuff have been reaching out to collaborate with us, and anything we can add to help them and for them to help us, I mean, it's a win-win for all of us.
The Misery Mountain Truck Raffle, as I mentioned, back on this year, you've already got a few tickets sold, you say. How well do you think you're going to do? What else are some of the prizes up for grabs besides the truck, of course?
So there's obviously the truck is the big one, one of three choices, Ford, Chev, or Dodge. Second prize is $5,000, and the third prize is $1,000. So there's a chance to win something, the top, out of three people, and it's usually someone local, which is great. Obviously, we get lots of the locals buy these tickets, and the trucks stick around here, and the cash sticks around here. It's exciting.
How much are you looking forward to not only the success of the truck raffle, but the upcoming ski season, or the upcoming, I guess, season in general for the ski resort?
Every year that we've been on this board as a collaborative board, we've been able to gain a little more knowledge and a little bit more an idea of what this hill needs. So we've been adding, every single year adding more and more to get it more operationally efficient and figure out how to get it open sooner. The goal is that we need nature to be on our side. We need the cold weather and we need some snow, but also operational efficiencies that we can gain. We're starting to understand what we need. So the team of people we have has been great. And going into this upcoming season, we're a lot more prepared. And I'm sure there's still going to be challenges, but we're gaining more and more knowledge on how to address the challenges that we see now.
For the truck raffle, where can one get tickets?
There's a few places. We've been at Canadian Tire pretty much every weekend. So if you would like to get tickets, there's a table set up just outside the doors of Canadian Tire. And a few local businesses around town also are hosting books of tickets as well.
I really appreciate this. Chris Johnson, the president of the Misery Mountain Ski Resort in Peace River. Chris, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith. You bet.